Welcome back to A Fresh Story, the podcast where we have conversations about brave decisions to start over again. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Jenny. And we're so glad you're here today, brave one.
Hello, hello. Today we have a very special episode for you with Thanksgiving next week. We thought we would, well, hi, first of all.
Oh, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, hi. It's nice to meet you. We thought we would, you know, we get a lot of questions. No, nobody asks us this, but I'm going to pretend.
I wish they would.
What it was like growing up with, as we like to affectionately say, every branch in our family tree was split. Yeah.
You know, I think it's funny because growing up, Olivia and I grew up with a lot of people whose families were not divorced.
Yeah.
And so we were like the only kids. So it felt like such a crazy novelty and that we were so alone. And then I went to high school and like a lot of people's parents were divorced. Mm-hmm. And it definitely was one of those things where I was like, but that's part of my identity. And yeah. I had to sort of recalibrate.
We only just made a company about it.
Oh no, it's still my identity.
No, but we do, you know, I guess we are a little unique. I'm going to put it this way, and that all of our grandparents were multiple times divorced, right? So we, let's just to break down the family tree a little bit, right? So our maternal grandparents got divorced when our mother was about 10, 12 years old. And then our maternal grandma, what is that, right?
They got separated when she was 9 and they got divorced when she was about 22.
I was just generalizing for the public, but that's fine. Okay.
It's a long time to be legally separated but not divorced.
That's true. And our maternal grandmother, who we love more than anything, ended up having a 50-year relationship with the man next door, who they had a lovely love story, but never remarried. But he was our grandfather for all intents and purposes.
Yep, except for the time that he left.
And
that year that he was gone.
Right. We had a really fun childhood. For anybody listening, if you would like to give us some money for the therapy we need, yeah, we still need it.
Start a Patreon for therapy.
And then our paternal grandparents, they got divorced when our dad was older. He was in his,
about 22.
Early 20s, right? And our paternal grandmother ended up having a relationship with, boy, we're going to get some shit for this episode.
Well, she got married. Let's just say she got remarried.
She got remarried to her children's guitar teacher.
Somebody she met.
Okay.
Somebody
through she her met children's through guitar. Their... Right. Yeah. And
he was her children's guitar teacher. Right. Yeah.
And then
Oh, no.
Have fun at Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm not coming back to the States.
This is called being vulnerable. No, you wonder. And you look at us and you're like, and why are we so funny? It's because of this.
Our dad is one of 7. And the youngest brother, he's the oldest. And the youngest brother is only about 18 months older than Olivia.
Right.
So that was also just bizarre to have.
And you know what? And she's ended up separating from him, from that man. Mm-hmm. Not that many years ago.
And he's remarried, very happy.
And they have a great relationship. I think they're still very good friends.
Mm-hmm, they do. She's great at staying friends with exes.
She's a pip. She's a real pip, that lady. Yeah. And we've learned a lot about being a strong woman from her.
And then our paternal grandfather was with a woman all of our lives.
Let's go back for a second. Our paternal grandfather was a real like ladies man for many, many years. I mean,
are you saying that because when he would come to school, he'd flirt with your teachers?
He would. And because of the span of age, so our father is the oldest in the family. And then actually his whole biological youngest brother is only 13 years older, 12 years older than me.
Right.
So right. Our aunts and uncles were pretty young actually when their our grandparents, their parents got divorced, and our grandfather was he got on the town. He was like a real, you know, ladies man.
He's a handsome Jewish doctor.
Yeah, on Long Island, on the North Shore of Long Island. So, and then he did settle down.
Beautiful house.
Yeah. He settled down for a while with a woman. For most of our childhood, he was with the same woman, but they never remarried. So there's a tradition in our family of just shacking it up with people right. and not getting remarried. And our own mother, and, you know, was with our, we call him our stepfather, Jenny. Poor Jenny's like, I'm so glad I'm in Scotland. But you know what? This is how we get the clickbait. So our, Jenny's dying. You know what?
We're spilling the tea.
We're spilling
the
gravy. We're spilling the gravy. We're spilling the gravy. It's our Thanksgiving episode.
You know what? We're spilling the tea, and there's a little whiskey in
the tea. A little whiskey in the tea. A little whiskey in the tea. Do Jewish people drink whiskey and tea? I don't think they do. I don't know.
Not unless they get involved with the Scots-Irishmen like my mom did.
And you. And so, well, I guess he's British.
Not Scottish. He's okay. English.
And so... our mother, who our stepfather has been around for almost 30 years, they never remarried. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, we talk about what is marriage anyway, right?
Like, and our dad.
And our dad. And to conclude the story, our father was with a woman for, they weren't together that many years. It felt like a long time, maybe 8 years.
5 or 6 years.
Yeah. And had our sister, our youngest sister, who's 13 years younger than me. Tess.
Right.
Who we love very much. If you're mm-hmm. listening to this, we love you. And so, mm-hmm.
But they never got married either. They bought a house together. Right. They had a kid together. Like, you know, when you talk to us about marriage, it's like, it's not like the breakup was any easier than the breakup with our mom, breakup with Marina, Tess's mom. So,
And then they split up when Tess was two, right?
Really,
32,
something like that.
Yeah, and he since has had long-term relationships with people, and you know, was engaged to be married. That didn't happen. I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. You're in Scotland. You don't have to deal with these people.
I'm coming home. I have to leave this country soon.
So, when we were growing up, let's do a geographical map of these people. Okay, we are Jenny's dying. We are lived for the most part on Long Island in Huntington with our mom, and
we've only ever lived on Long Island.
Right?
Yeah.
And our paternal grandfather lived close by. Our paternal grandmother lived close by. Maternal grandmother lived close by, but our maternal grandfather lived in Manhattan. So that mm-hmm. we would go in
our
to see him.
Father,
our mom's father, right, lived in Manhattan. Oh, and we didn't discuss him. He also dated a lot of people, and then he had Parkinson's for 20 plus years, and
he was blind.
And he was blind. Yeah, but he
didn't stop him from dating people.
No,
really beautiful women.
He used to feel their face to feel what they looked like, to see what they looked like. Anyway, so. We come from a long line of people who have very untraditional views. Don't have boundaries. We do. No, we don't. Obviously.
Not with this podcast.
So when we were growing up, Thanksgiving, any holiday, but let's delve into Thanksgiving, right? Because
Thanksgiving was the worst. Because
Thanksgiving was the worst.
The Christian holidays.
Right.
So Olivia and I come from Livy and I come from a long line of Jewish people. I did my ancestry DNA, and my grandparents wouldn't want me to say this on record, but I am 99.6% Jewish.
Does that mean I am too?
So probably. We assume you have the same parents.
Okay. You never know in this family.
So you look just like Dad. So Christmas was a little bit of a relief. Because we had some people who didn't really celebrate. Our grandfather, well, I guess one grandfather didn't celebrate. Our mom was raised with Christmas as a Unitarian, and our paternal grandmother converted
to Episcopal. From Judaism to Episcopalian. Right.
We didn't have to really, we got a little bit of relief. You also didn't mention that when Pat, our wonderful, lovely stepfather, came into our lives, so did his parents, who are Grandpa Catholic. Pat and Grandma Zita.
Yeah, and they're Catholic.
Who are Catholic. So that added another set of grandparents. So when
they were married, by the way,
They were married until Pat Sr.'s passing. So as tends to happen when somebody passes away.
And we went to way more Catholic church things in our life than we never set foot in a temple, I think once.
But you know that we're actually not Catholic because she calls them Catholic church things.
Right, Catholic church thingies, the baptisms. So I don't know what we did. We went to a lot more Catholic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've been in Catholic, more Catholic churches right. than I have in temples.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no
Quaker meeting houses.
So too, go ahead. So you were saying about Thanksgiving. So because it's not religious.
So Thanksgiving, because it's not religious. Everybody wants a piece of the pumpkin pie of the, you know, everybody wants the kids to be there, and everybody wants, it's a very hard, holiday to navigate. And it's funny, sorry, just going back one more step. Mm-hmm. When I was with my ex, you know, he was Russian. He came from Russia to the States. And so the Russians don't celebrate Christmas. And that was a really nice one because they celebrate New Year's just like we celebrate Christmas. So for New Year's, we went to his parents, and for Christmas, we went to my parents, and it was so easy. Different Easters too. It was actually great. But Thanksgiving was always really tough because mm-hmm. like it's not religious. So everybody wants the kids. Everybody wants everybody for Thanksgiving, which yeah. led to us doing what, Olivia?
Well, so Thanksgiving, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just how I see it. And this was a majority of our life. I would say from childhood to teen years, right? Because our... Mm-hmm.
And it was different, a little different every year, right?
Well, it was different depending on who we were with too, custody-wise, like in terms of like for that day. Yeah. Although I think mm-hmm. they seem to throw all rules away for the mm-hmm. holidays in a little bit of a way. But
yeah, I mean, they were generous with each other.
I think they were. I think that this really did last because our mom's father with Parkinson's lived many, many years. He only passed away when I was in college. Yeah. So
yeah, 2006.
Right. So this went on for many years that we would essentially have, we would wake up, we would do, I'm trying to think, an early Thanksgiving, typically at Nana's. I would say Nana's, right? So which is our dad's mom's house, right? Mm-hmm. So we would see our aunts and uncles mm-hmm. there. Then we would do mm-hmm. go to Papa David's, right? We would go over to Lloyd Neck and do...
It was different every year, but this is what you should know. We would go to one grandmother's for lunch, right. another for dinner. Somebody, I think we usually went to Pop-Up's for dessert.
Right. And then sometimes... Right?
Because we would go to Mom's while Dad's family was still at Nana's. Imagine that, right? Right. They weren't going from... Right,
so we went to our dad's mom's house first, like at 2 o'clock. Right. Then we would go at like 4 o'clock to our mom's house, see mm-hmm. our maternal family there. Then mm-hmm. we would typically go back over. I mean, it was close, but not, it was half an hour, 45 minutes.
Far.
You know, but we would go to, well, I mean, I don't know, to our dad's, not from Northport to dad's house.
You want me to Google it?
No. To our dad's house, right, Papa's house, in for dessert. Mm-hmm. But then some years we would also go to Manhattan.
Some years we would also go to Manhattan because depending on what our aunt was doing, so depending on what our mom's sister was doing, right. if she wasn't with her in-laws, she would go to Manhattan and see her grandfather. But if she was with her in-laws, we would go and my mom would order a whole Thanksgiving meal to be delivered right. there because he couldn't cook. Obviously, and his like caretakers weren't cooking. And so some years we would go into Manhattan. I don't even, and then we'd sometimes go finish up the evening
yeah,
at
somewhere else.
Parents' house.
Yeah, somewhere else on the way back. Yeah,
yeah. They had the best desserts though, to be fair.
Yeah, the Italians did. I mean, I just remember feeling really full. She's fact checking me.
29 minutes, by the way.
Okay, I said 45. I mean, I know that was like a long, like
okay, Olivia and I drive at different speeds.
Time blindness. I have time blindness. It's ADHD.
He does have time blindness. Olivia thinks everything takes way longer.
But the point of this story is that typically we had at least 4 Thanksgivings in one day. Like, no joke.
Yeah, minimum, a good year, like a light year was 3. Right. And a heavier was 5. And no wonder we both like had, you know, eating issues.
I mean,
and it was also that we couldn't, they didn't want us to show up and be like, I'm full.
Right.
We had to
eat. Right. And also like, it's a lot of emotional energy, right, going out. And like, you have to remember too, you're also dealing with all these families have their own stuff going on, right? These are all families of divorce. These are all families with like new people coming in. Sometimes our aunts and uncles would have new boyfriends and girlfriends, right? Or our dad would bring
dynamics are constantly
new
shifting.
Girlfriend coming. you know, but it was exhausting. It really was. And like, it was all out of love, right? Everybody want, they did want to see us, and we did. And I'm glad, right? Looking back, I'm glad we had
and
all
I
those
think
holidays.
We felt that.
Yeah.
I think we always felt very like loved, and like everybody wanted to see us. We were, our next youngest cousin on our dad's side is 11 years younger than Olivia. So for a long time, we were kind of the only kids on that side of the family.
Yeah.
So they wanted us, and you know, our uncles and aunts are still very involved with us and very excited about us, and mm-hmm. they wanted us around.
And we were very close to our grandfather. Yeah.
Yeah, I do think because our parents were broken up too, a certain amount, like, so our three youngest aunts and uncles on my dad's side that are his, like, that have the same dad as him are Julie, John, and Leslie, or Julie, Leslie, John. And I definitely think having gone through the divorce that they went through and then mm-hmm. watching us go through a divorce, mm-hmm. they rallied around us a lot.
100%,
and
yeah.
I think they felt safe with us around.
Yeah.
And I know that we felt safe often with them around. And so I think that there was that. And then on our mom's side, Olivia and I were very close to our grandmother. And the thing I was going to say was that sometimes we'd sleep over at her house the night before Thanksgiving, and we would help her put out all the dishes. Mm-hmm. She was mm-hmm. a complete maniac as far as organization goes. And mm-hmm. she would put out all the dishes and all the hot trays and show where everything was going to mm-hmm. go.
And label everything.
Post-it note inside each dish to say what was going in what. And we would sleep over the night before and help her. And I'm grateful. I never missed a Thanksgiving with her while I was around, and so was she.
Yeah.
I was there the last Thanksgiving that she was around, and it was just me, mom, and her. And it was really sad, but I'm like, you know, this is the first Thanksgiving I'm ever missing.
I missed it because that was the one I missed, I think, right? It was 2016. Was it 2016?
It was 2016, yeah. It was
I was born in 2016. Right. It was right after the election. Here's a fun Thanksgiving story. And my ex-husband's family, his dad's family, is from North Carolina. And so we went down to North Carolina. We drove in the car with a 5-month-old and a 3-year-old. Super, super fun. And, you know, as we've mentioned, we are of the Jewish family ethnicity. And
as was your ex. He was
as
half
was
Jewish.
My ex. And, you know, going to the mountains of North Carolina after Trump won for a family Thanksgiving was very uncomfortable. And I had people approach me and ask me where I was from. And I had to say, I'm from New York. And they were like, no, where are you from? And I'm like, New York. It's went on like that a couple times.
When somebody doubles down on New York and they look like you, they're probably Jewish.
Right.
That's a secret.
It was and they did a huge outdoor Thanksgiving, very, very different. But it was sad for me because I knew that, you know, my grandmother wasn't well and I was there and not with my grandmother. But I haven't really missed, you know, I don't know. Thanksgiving is not a huge thing in our family. Like, I mean, I guess it is because people cook, but
well, roll into that. I'm just thinking about this. The fact that our stepdad now usually goes away for Thanksgiving to be with his brother.
Right.
So it's kind of this weird thing with our family, because as much as we love being with our mom and stuff like that, it's a little bit dislocated because our dad's not there. And then often now our biological dad, who we adore, we're very lucky. Like people sometimes try to be like, who are you closer to? It's like neither. They're just different people. Right. Our biological dad often would go away.
Yeah.
As we became
teenagers.
That's
what I'm saying. There's an allegiance to Thanksgiving that's not really our family doesn't have. Like, I know there's some, there's some families that are like really into Thanksgiving.
I think that's our nuclear family. Like, I think that like the broader family has it. And then I think just because of the divorce and, you know, like I said, our dad would go away on Thanksgiving often, which then was sort of sometimes uncomfortable for us to go to his family's Thanksgiving because our dad wasn't there, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a dislocation, and then Olivia and I worked really hard to create our own Thanksgiving traditions, which I think we've done a pretty good job of. I am fucking it up this year by being away.
We'll forgive you. Yeah, we watched the parade together, and we have bagels.
And we're going to watch the parade together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I love the Macy's Day Parade, and the kids now love the Macy's Day Parade because they love waiting for Santa. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, we'll have another episode where we talk about traditions, because I do think from a family of divorce, like, it's hard to create traditions when there's uncertainty about what's going to happen kind of in the future. And, mm-hmm. there are some families, I think, that have really, really strong traditions. And I think, you know, maybe we'll put a call out on social media to see what other people's families traditions, family traditions Ooh. Are, because I just
send your voice memos about them. Let's I want to hear we'll about your family traditions
we'll do it.
Because we have a very strong family, like ethos. Morals and like an ethos and stuff like that. But I think that because there's a lot going on and people are always kind of like, you know, between the divorce and the custody arrangements or whatever, it does become hard. I mean, we do, I would say our mom would want me to say,
we always did
Christmas morning at her house. Yeah, and Christmas then Eve. Because of your marriage, we started everything. Doing Christmas Eve, which actually I love because I always found Christmas morning to be this weird sort of like truncated
it's
experience.
It's very let down. It's a letdown. Yeah, it's a letdown.
Yeah. And then, and before that, as kids, this is getting into Christmas, but we do we'll have do a
it. Save pretty, it for the bonus episode.
We do. My mom would want me to say, I don't want her to yell at me.
Yeah.
That we do have a Christmas tradition.
Yes.
I do think that with the other traditions, we were very go with the flow kids.
Yeah. 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 And again, you know, when you're dealing with how many people that were kind of doing their own thing, I mean, you know, we had, how many grandparents do we have? Like, if you counted on our hands, right? Like everybody every year was doing something different. Like it was very hard to kind of, but I think we formed traditions in our own way, you know, maybe like, which we can talk about, but I don't think that they're connected to the holidays. That's my point. I think that our family has different types of traditions, but yes, we'll do a call out for family tradition stuff, because I do think it's fascinating. Yeah. Anyway, that's the gravy on our family Thanksgivings. And
what are you making this year for Thanksgiving, Olivia? What are you making?
A mess. I'm making a mess.
Okay, fair enough. No, well, I thought you were going to clean up the mess.
Not making anything. I don't know. Nothing. I don't know.
Do you want to hear my menu?
Yes, I'd like to hear your menu. Yeah.
So we have, I'm in Scotland now. I'm here for another month about. And I do have a friend coming in. My friend Jen, who's a queen goddess, is coming the Friday after Thanksgiving. So it's Thomas's first Thanksgiving. So I'm going to make Thanksgiving Wednesday and we'll have leftovers Thursday. Mazel.
Yeah. Mazel on his first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, mazel. and ironic, right, that I'm with an Englishman. And I'm going to make roast chicken because I don't want to do turkey. I'm going to do roasted potatoes, like little roasted potatoes and roasted sweet potatoes. And I'm going to do stuffing. Our grandmother always made a roasted chestnut stuffing.
And Jenny does a really good job. I'm actually pissed you're not making it this year. Yeah.
I'll make it when I come back. Okay. Yeah. We'll make it for Christmas. How about that?
Okay.
I'll send you to the store for the ingredients so we're ready to go. And I'm going to buy roasted chestnuts. I saw that they have them at the Chinese market down the block. And I think that's it. And then we do a ton of gravy and I'm going to do peas. And I'm very excited about this.
And I just a shout out, like our grandmother, our mother's mother, made an amazing corn soup every year I loved it. Mm-hmm. And our Aunt Julie taught us how to make carrots and parsnips and roast them. And she never makes enough of them. So Julie, if you're listening.
there's no such thing as enough.
No, but and I think that goes back to the tradition thing. Like there are things we learned, right? And that are traditions in our family, like, you know, stuffed cabbage and maybe it all's just, I mean, I guess everything's about food. Essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know if you remember a few years back there was like a sigil maker for Game of Thrones, and it was like you could
I don't know anything you just said. What
the hell was that? Okay, so it was like so it was like a flag maker for Game of Thrones. They released like a flag maker.
Okay.
And you could choose like an icon and then a phrase. Yeah, and so in Game of Thrones, Olivia has never watched
an episode. Never, not one episode. Thank you.
There's one family that are called the Starks. People who are listening to this who watch Game of Thrones are like, where are you from? And their thing is, and I'm not going to give you any context, but their thing is they're like family, like phrase.
Yeah,
winter is coming.
Yeah. I know.
So my sigil was a drumstick and it said dinner is coming.
I love it.
And that was the Dreisen family sigil.
And it's true. Yeah, it's true. I mean,
we should talk about that food. Okay, oh, God. Olivia and I could have a separate podcast where we just talk about our family and food.
Maybe we should have fresh food. Fresh Fridge. The Fresh Fridge podcast. Fresh Fridge. Okay, all right. Food. Jesus, I think let's do a call out so people can you know, we can get some input from our community too.
I would love to hear about your family traditions.
Yeah.
Because I want to steal some and I want to think about them. And I just think they're so fascinating.
Yeah.
We'll and some people have such developed, and I think traditions actually give me like an anxiety. The idea of doing something the same every year gives me anxiety.
Be like a fresh start every year.
Yeah. But even the idea of doing the same thing for New Year's every year, it makes me like itchy. Oh,
I hate New Year's. That's a whole other episode. I just don't like holidays, maybe.
We can, by New Year's, we'll be together. So
we'll be in our new podcast space that we're going to create. Yeah.
She means my room.
We're converting. Pat goes, where's your sister going to sleep? I said, I don't know. Pat's our stepfather. Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. And we will put a call out. We would love to maybe for our, you know, holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah episode, we'll do some tradition stuff.
We hope that we see you again in another episode because our family might actually come at us with pitchforks for this episode. So we'll see.
But also, I want to just clarify, the reason that we're sharing all of this is to really to normalize that, like, there's families can do whatever. Like, there's no rules for families. Like, you know, you can, and that I think a lot of people do have.
Are you safe? And are you in the pursuit of joy? Those are the only rules for life.
Right. But I
and
do
if you're
think
safe and you're in the pursuit of joy.
Right. And I do think that a lot of people do have unconventional kind of family situations, but they don't talk about it. Right. Like, and I think like we're here to be like, this is, and for me, as somebody with ADHD, I always wanted the logistics of everything. Right. How does that actually work? How does that function? Right. Like, where do you go for dinner and for this and that? Like, how do you, you know, all this stuff. And so for me, like, you know, especially with a divorce, it's like, how do you actually make all this stuff happen? And so I just think it's fun to kind of like pull the curtain back and be like, this is actually how we celebrated the holidays. But thank you for listening to A Fresh Story. And we'll be back with a guest shortly. But if you've listened this long to this episode and you still want to be our friend, then thank you.
Sorry.
Happy Thanksgiving. We love you.
Happy
all.
Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you. We're thankful for you.
And this is probably going to come out before Thanksgiving because you know us. We have no
something
no chill
to listen to.
When you hide this in a closet from your uncle that you don't want to talk to. Yeah.
So exactly. Or when you have to tell your mother-in-law you have to go feed the baby.
Wait, which was the thing? Was that the Thanksgiving that you had the hives? Was that Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. That was Thanksgiving. It wasn't hives.
It was mango allergy.
No, it wasn't. My car was destroyed in Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
A tree fell on it. October 20, what was that? 12?
Yeah.
2012, 2013?
Yeah, yeah. 2012.
A tree fell on it. My ex and my stepdad cut the tree off my car. Our stepfather is not reactive to poison ivy. So we didn't know that my ex caught poison ivy from the tree that was wrapped in poison ivy. And by Thanksgiving, I don't remember when he cut it off, but by Thanksgiving, the two of us were completely itchy. He had like dodgy health insurance or something. So I made up an appointment at, and I was like so itchy. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know.
I remember.
It was contagious.
In the car.
I didn't go to our paternal grandmother's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went, we found like an open urgent health care. And I went and I made her give us enough cream for the both of us because I was like, it's just for me, but like he has the same thing. And then by then we were able to go to our grandmother's house, our mom's house. But yeah, that was a mess. I forgot about that. That was really upsetting.
It was so, you know, this again, every year, new thing. Okay. Well, go hide the closet with some pie. Listen to this episode. We're here for you. We love you. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening to today's story. We're always here and we're proud of you. Until next time, brave one.
A Fresh Story is brought to you by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to start again. You can read the show notes and learn more about today's episode at freshstartsregistry.com/podcast.